Like, she's older. And I was like, I don't want to fuck this lady. And then, like, the next day, I was like, kind of reminds me of my mom. And I was like, I don't want to fuck my mom.
What the fuck is the internet?
The internet?
Fantastic.
That's how I met my new buddies.
You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said...
Fantastic. Rated R.
But in this, like, hold on. She doesn't look like her.
Annie, are you having an Oedipal complex moment?
No. They don't look alike.
Is it like mannerisms or something?
They both have tanned skin and dark hair.
Oh, God.
And it's just because she's older. And I was like, oh, she looks young, but I can tell she's old. And I was like, oh, yeah, so my mom does too. That's the only correlation. But it made me feel weird. I was like, this is weird.
That is very weird.
It's very weird. I don't want to fuck my mom, guys. Internet Famous Podcast exclusive.
Weird segue into what I was watching earlier. My girl was watching it when I came home. And then, you know, I came home and, like, showered and all that shit. And then she was watching Precious. And I've never seen it.
Ever?
Yeah, I got about midway through, and my anxiety was on 10, and I felt like I was going to fucking, like, hyperventilate and start crying, because we got to the part where homegirl came home with her new baby, and her mom's like, give me that baby and give me something to drink. And then it was when she, like, got up and just, like, threw the baby.
Whoa, what? I never seen the whole thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
no,
she like,
what? No, you're gonna apologize to me? The film came out 12 years ago. I ain't worried about spoilers.
She like gets up and like drops the baby on the couch. It's like a newborn, fresh.
Oh,
out
it's soft. Baby.
No, and like, so then Precious and her mom start fighting, and then she takes off with the baby, and like, then she like falls down the stairs like with the baby, and like,
wait,
I'm just
who?
Sitting here, like, who? Precious.
Wait. Precious, someone had sex with her?
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Someone fucked her?
Yeah, oh, buddy. It was her dad.
Whoa!
And gave her two kids.
I know she steals chicken in the beginning. That's all I know.
Well, and you saw the scene right before that, right? Where her mom's, like, diddling herself and she's all, come in my room.
I don't remember, yo. I was, like, 14.
It's foul.
Do you know how twisted you have to be to not only have sex with her, but all? I'm not getting into it.
Yeah, it was pretty horrible. And I was just like, damn, this movie's pretty heavy. No pun intended at all.
I always thought it was like The Blind Side.
Yeah, man. That movie's, I mean, I highly recommend it, but yeah, it's fucked up.
Oh, yo, RIP Alex Trebek and RIP fucking Pop Smoke, dude. What the fuck?
RIP King Von.
Oh, my God. Yeah, why'd I write Pop Smoke? I meant fucking King Von. Oh, my God. Oh, God. I just fucking lost so much street cred. It's funny, too, because I even wrote Pop Smoke. Fuck. Yo, am I racist?
No.
Internet fans.
You were just,
Yeah, dude, fuck. R.I.P. King Von and Alex Trebek. I did not. I did. We might have said it on an episode previously about Alex Trebek.
It's kind of like when Stan Lee died and everybody was like, I can't believe it.
I'm surprised Alex Trebek even lasted this long.
That's what I'm saying. You're like, it was either going to be old age or cancer. And like, you know, it's a horrible, horrible thing, you know, to die from such a disease. But it's like, he was, I don't know, actually. He could have been one of those dudes that's like 100 and something and just like running marathons and shit.
He had brain cancer, though, I think.
He had fucking brain cancer? Holy shit.
I think that's what it was. Internet Phantoms Podcast exclusive. Our intern's going to look that up for us right now. Oh, pancreatic cancer.
The old pancreas, huh?
Yep. I'd say good old pancreas, but how good was it? Ladies and gentlemen, we didn't want him to win, but we didn't want the other one to win. So, it's
hey,
a win.
Big dubs. Big dubs in the chat, boys.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Whoop, whoop.
Did you vote?
Yes, I did. I told my viewers to go vote, so I made sure I went out and voted.
Was this your first time voting, or have you voted before?
This was my second time.
Okay, so you voted in the last election?
Yikes. Yes, I voted last election. I voted in 2016. I keep it as...
You weren't a big fan of Hillary, huh?
Okay, hear me out. I usually keep this a secret because how people get. I voted... I don't even like saying it. I voted for Trump in the first election.
Oof. You used to believe, didn't you?
No. That's my thing. I wasn't one of them.
Did you just not like Hillary that much?
Well, I didn't like Hillary, but it wasn't even that either. It was just like... I was like, yo, you fucking idiots got him this far. Y'all got this fucking celebrity this far.
You were one of those. One of those I was like...
Yeah, I was like, all right, I'll give you what you fucking want. This is going to be nuts. And it was a ride.
Well, and here's the thing. There's no shame in admitting that, especially because you reconciled. Like, it would have been fucked up if you went, yeah, and I voted for him again.
Oh, that would have been the heel turn of the century. Oh, yeah, that's what I wanted to say initially. This is the first time ever, I mean, not for Mike Pence. This is the first time I've ever wanted to fuck a vice president.
You're with Kamala, huh?
I want to get with Kamala. I don't like saying, because see, my wrestling brain clicks on when I hear the name Kamala.
Yeah.
I think of the large black man. I want the other one. I want the thin slab of beef. I don't know what people call women. I'm getting up there in age. I don't know what to call women anymore. It's not cool to be misogynistic anymore. I'm aware. I'm about it. I'm about that life.
You could call her a shorty.
A WAP. A fucking hot mommy. There it is.
Yeah, that you got it. That is entirely appropriate.
I wonder who Mike Pence's hot mommy is. Like, what vice president do you think Mike Pence is most attracted to?
Dick Cheney.
Oh, yeah. Because he shot that guy.
Yeah, I think he's most attracted to him. Or who was that one chick? It was back when Mitt Romney was running. Who was that one chick that from Alaska that everybody was like tripping about?
Oh, dude, yeah, Sarah Palin. Oh, if what's that idiot's name? If McCain won, oh God,
oh
my
yeah,
God, oh Palin is so sexy. I don't care. I'm looking her up. I'm looking her up right now. Internet Fandoms Podcast first.
You are tripping, my friend.
You thought she was ugly?
I'm not a big fan of politicians. I don't find them very...
But for a politician, yo, she was bad. Actually, I'm looking at it. Hold on. I'm looking at photos of her. She wasn't that sexy.
No.
She wasn't very hot.
Not even kinda.
Like, in 8 years, I'm gonna look back and be like, yo, I really said that about Kamala Harris. hey, yo, intern, yo, play the new fucking segment intro. Play that Omegle intro, that's right. Yeah, the one where I go on Omegle, I get drunk, and I talk to strangers. Play the fucking intro, dude, play it!
Welcome back, 514 right now. An online chat website is grabbing the attention of teens. It's called Omegle.
Never heard of it? Well, neither did we until now, and we as parents should be concerned.
I thought all of Canada was French. No, I'm...
Yeah, no. Well, we have to learn French in school, but it's, like, it's not very useful.
Oh.
Like, I know some French. Like, I can understand a lot of French from that, but, it like, I
useful.
Can't fucking speak French. Give me a break.
Yeah.
And French Canadian is disgusting. I don't know if you've ever heard it, but it's the...
That's the peanut butter mouth?
Is that what they call it?
Wait,
I've never heard that. That is awful.
So it is. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking. Trust me, I do.
It's peanut butter mouth.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Yeah. That's so crazy. You guys have never
literally.
Heard that.
And then there's like out east, which is like, there's a bunch of provinces there that
it.
No one goes to.
So wait, oh wait, wait, can I ask an actual question that sounds, yeah, that sounds stupid?
No, go.
It's kind of more so for the podcast. So you loved Degrassi growing up, right?
Oh my god. I'm a little young for Degrassi, but I watched a little bit of it.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 27.
Because I've gotten big into Degrassi lately. I love Degrassi.
Really?
Because it is insane. It is so stupid.
It's so dumb.
Like, in one episode, someone will get shot, someone will turn lesbian, someone will get beat up, someone will become cheer captain, and someone will get molested in one episode. And it's so crazy.
It's fucking crazy. Wait, what year were you born?
94. So I caught it...
Oh, okay. I'm in 93 then.
Yeah,
so...
I caught it tail end. Like, when I was, like, 14, like, my boy was like, yo, dude, watch this. And I'm like, this is whack.
I mean, the whole point of that show was, like, teach teenagers about life or whatever.
Just show them, like, how fun drugs are.
It's supposed to, like, tell them not to do it, but no. I guess it...
The amount of times I've watched a party and gone, wish I was there. Like, I watched a guy get shot at prom.
Oh, my God.
It's awesome.
Well, yeah,
I never caught your name.
It's nice to meet you. Oh, I'm Sam.
Sam? Oh, that was my ex's name. I'm going to get triggered now.
You have my brother's name.
What a life.
Okay, it's good that I didn't say my name before then.
True. See, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you too.
Shout out Canada.
I'll check it out.
Thank you so much. Internet Fanos Podcast, all platforms. Shout out Canada. Justin Trudeau, try to do less blackface. Thank you so much. It's been real. I accidentally got into podcast mode. I was doing an outro saying goodbye to you.
It.
I'm so sorry. We're like the dollar bin at Walmart. We are like the dollar bin at Walmart. We're a bunch of nobodies. But we want the nobodies people care about. We want Dolph Lundgren. We want.
We should get you know, we should get
like a voice actor from a Godzilla cartoon.
That'd be funny.
Like a juggalo. You're important to someone, but just not everybody. We're the dollar bin. We are the internet's dollar bin at Walmart. Heretic, do you want to rave the night away in this sick intro? This sick outro? I'm so high off Molly. I can't speak right. Internet Phantoms Podcast is on all platforms. Every Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yeah, my lips are numb. All platforms, bro. I just love everyone so much.
I love you too, bro. You mean to tell me I can find it on Spotify and iTunes?
Yeah, I'm totally gonna make out with my cousin after this DJ set. Bro, my dick is so hard right now. I love this song.